this call for all of our great Essentials coaching clients is called Lead Generation for Real. So this is the truth about lead generation. And, you know, this is just for our coaching clients. So this is kind of like top secret stuff. It's fun to teach. It's really very impactful, and you will make more money when you get this.
All right, guys. So we're going to do a little Be Honest here. And this is a question that I wrote down that I want all of you to honestly answer for yourselves. In your mind, given your current knowledge base, given what you know how to do, do you think leads are A, easy to get, or B, hard to get? A or B? Answer that question. In your current mindset, are leads easy to get or hard to get? A or B? Second question I wrote down, okay, how much are you willing to pay for a buyer lead? You just write down the dollar amount. You know, some of you will say it's more or less depending on, you know, I'm just talking about a raw buyer lead. Somebody, a name, a number, a phone number, someone that basically showed some interest in purchasing a house. Now, I'm going to answer those questions, and I'm going to help you guys hopefully open your minds to the information that Julie and I are about to present to you. A lot of you think that leads are hard to get. Now, why do you think that? Because you've been told that. That's why. A lot of you actually believe that the only way for you to really get leads is by buying them, which leads to the second question, by the way. So open your mind to the fact that leads are all around you. I remember I was interviewing Frederick Eklund, one of our superstars, and you guys know him from the Bravo TV show, and he said something that was so, you know, again, one of those painfully obvious comments that really made sense. He says every time when he's walking on the streets in Manhattan or wherever else he is in New York, and you guys know he's the number one agent in New York, sells, you know, over $1 billion to the real estate a year or whatever it is, he really great numbers. You know, he has his own private jet, the whole nine yards. You guys can listen to that interview. He said he is surrounded with leads. Surrounded with leads. Every single person he comes across either is a buyer or a seller or is both. His mindset is that leads are easy to get. As such, he finds them everywhere, so he doesn't have to buy them. So if your mindset is, I have to buy a lead from one of these internet websites, I have to buy a lead from some, you know, website that's going to run pay-per-click ads for me, I have to buy a lead and pay a referral fee from some referral company, you're never going to get ahead. The reality of it is leads are all around you. You just have to change your radio station that you're listening to in your mind, your mindset, and tune in to the opportunity that surrounds you. Leads are everywhere. Every single person that you know wants to do a transaction sooner than now, like in they're involved in a transaction now or later. They're ready to do a transaction. That has to be your mindset. Shift your focus from leads are hard to get to leads are everywhere. I just have to learn how to ask. You don't even have to look for them. Most cases, if you just tune in and you become situationally aware to the opportunities that are constantly surrounding you, situationally aware means that you're actually listening, paying attention, being present with wherever you are, being ready to help people, not being a secret agent, letting people know that you're all the things that we coach you to do in this coaching program, right? Then you're going to find that there's no lack of leads, and you can get out of the nasty, ugly,
expensive,
there you go, habit of buying buyer leads. So the second question I ask you is, how much are you willing to pay for a buyer lead? Your answer should be zero. Zero is what you're willing to pay for a buyer lead, because buyer leads are the easiest types of leads to get, and yet I know on average some of you are spending $200-$400 per month buying buyer leads. Insanity, please stop the insanity. Julie, let's get to our presentation.
So we'll talk about what you're supposed to do if you do stop doing these things, okay? Because the next question should be, all right, well, then how do I get leads? So in this Real Estate Coaching Essentials program, you are going to learn five very specific things, many of them on this very call. Number one, why implementing the spokes in the wheel model will make you more money more consistently than anything else you have ever learned from anybody before. Now, that's a tall order, but it's true. Number two, you'll learn the different types of lead generation available to you so you can choose what's right for you and your market. Number three, you'll learn how much time and or money each type of lead generation source costs. So if we're going to teach you a specific lead generation item, we're going to tell you how much time and money it costs, what to expect from it, how to handle it, all the details. Number four, which sources of lead generation are fastest and most effective? And number five, how to implement every type of effective lead generation out there?
Simple enough. Okay, so again, today what we're doing in this presentation is we're opening your mind. We're trying to work on your mindset about lead generation. A lot of you have been lied to into believing that leads are A, hard to get, and B, are expensive and you should be buying them. We want you to forget those two things, set those misbeliefs, those myths aside for at least the next half hour or so. And the next presentation, we're going to get to the heart of real, honest-to-God lead generation. All right, so Julie, what's the first point?
So the first is to explain the goal for everyone is to create predictable and consistent income. That's what every single agent says. If I say, what is your goal in real estate? If you were to take it to the next level, every single person always says the same thing. I know how to make money in real estate, or I'm learning how to make money in real estate. I need to make it more consistently, more of it, each and every month, month in and month out. The amount that you, quote, need or require is determined by your treasure map results. So if you didn't complete your treasure map in level one, you need to get that done right now. You shouldn't be allowed to even listen to one more second of this call if that's not done.
That's your business plan, by the way, guys. So go
it's
back
in level
there.
Level one. Get it
right.
done.
Right, and we walk you through on how to fill it out, how to answer the questions, go back and do it.
So by now you should know if you've done that in level one. There's a reason it's in level one. You should have determined exactly how much money you require. Again, not just to get by, and we had a lot of great coaching calls on this, so if you didn't listen to some of them, go back and do it. Not just to get by. You can get by being a manager at Starbucks and have, you know,
free coffee.
Free coffee and benefits and all kinds of cool stuff, right? The goal when you got your license was not to just get by. So you should have determined by now what the total of your monthly overhead, your personal overhead, your business overhead, your taxes, your payoffs, your savings, and your fun. I'm not going to go into that coaching because you already have it in level one. So let's assume that you know that number. The goal is for you to do it every month, month in and month out, with as little pain to you and your family as possible. I think we can all agree to that, correct?
Absolutely.
All right, good. So here's the secret. You must, of course, first master relentless lead follow-up before you implement more lead generation, unless you haven't got any leads to follow up on, which is unlikely unless you're a new agent. If you have yet to master your lead follow-up skills, review and implement what you learned in the section about relentless lead follow-up. So why would you add more leads if you're not following up on what you already have? We talked to you about 18 relentless lead follow-up rules, not points, rules. So if you follow up but you don't get any results, then you've got to work on your lead follow-up scripts. If this is giving any of you consternation, you need to ask for help before you go on to more lead generation. CoachJulieHarris@gmail.com, CoachTimHarris@gmail.com. So again, at this point in Coaching Essentials, you should have your business plan done. You should be real clear on relentless lead follow-up. You should be getting results from your relentless lead follow-up. And if not, you need to work on your lead follow-up scripts. So do you see how we're doing this incrementally?
Now, one of the concepts, and it is really critical that you understand, and it gets to the Julie's next point, but we're going to go back and we're going to review this. One of the concepts that we teach you is the idea of having spokes on the wheel. Now, very briefly, what a spoke, I want you to have the visualization, maybe even draw it in your notes. And I believe we have something you can actually fill out as part of this coaching program, or you can just fill in the form. But if it's not handy, you literally just draw a circle. And then I want you to draw a hub. You know, we're gonna make something that's going to look like a bicycle wheel, right? So for every spoke you put on the wheel, the stronger your wheel becomes. So you're rolling down the street, and you've got your bike wheel, and your bike wheel has one spoke. You hit a small little pebble in the road, and what happens to the structural rigidity of that wheel? It cracks, it breaks.
You wipe out.
You wipe out. Not a good experience. Many of you have been taught to believe that you only need to do one thing to lead generate. You're in this coaching program because you already know that's a lie. You've already heard us talk endlessly about the fact that you need to have multiple spokes on your wheel. But to complete the analogy, your goal as a real estate practitioner is to have a minimum of 7 really strong, powerful spokes on your wheel. Here's a rule for you. You do not add another spoke until you've mastered the last one.
How do you know if you've mastered it?
Well, when you're getting consistent business from it.
That's the test.
So if you go and you're hopping around and you're doing a little of this and a little of that, oh, I'm going to do a referral-only program, and then I'm going to learn how to do Twittering and Facebooking and whatever else, and then I'm going to go and learn how to prospect expireds, and then I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. You basically have never completed building a spoke for your wheel, so it's no wonder why you're still struggling with consistent cash flow.
Right. We call agents like that samplers. They do a little bit of this, a little bit of that, but none of it well enough to call it a spoke.
Those are the agents, when you walk into their offices, you see a whole bunch of different stuff sitting around in piles everywhere.
Boxes,
it looks like a goat.
Everywhere.
You have to walk around a goat path, and if you're
right.
If we're describing you, that's okay. Just acknowledge the fact that you're a recovering sampler, and you need to actually decide to drill down and become the master of something. In this case, your real estate career. Start by choosing the least, frankly, expensive, if not free, spokes first. In other words, what you're going to do initially to lead generate is going to be something that costs you little to no money, that you're comfortable doing, that you can master the quickest. That's really it. So you can start putting money in your pocket right away.
Right. So here's the myth that you all need to erase from your brains. The myth is, if you find one good source of lead generation, you can achieve somehow magical, mythical, consistent monthly income. And the reason that you all believe that is because there's more people selling you more lead generation stuff than there are agents to buy it. Every single day, every single one of you has crap in your email that says, this is the best online lead generator ever since the history of real estate, and it will solve all of your lead generation issues, and you'll have consistent income.
And it's $279 a month.
And then we'll go buy it.
And we'll guarantee you 30 leads per month. Oh, sound familiar. I bet you guys got that phone call this morning, didn't you?
Interesting.
Yeah.
And so then you believe that. And you stop doing other stuff that has been historically very effective for you because now you believe in the latest whiz-bang thing promised to you, and you are buying into the myth that finding one good source of lead generation will cause you to have consistent income.
And you're also buying into the myth that you have to buy your leads.
It's just not true.
Oh, hold on, Tim. Now, listen, we are all buying our leads one way or the other. You know, one way we're buying the leads with a credit card number and we're waiting for XYZ site to email my buyer leads. And the other way we're buying our buyer leads with our time. No, you're buying your buyer leads with your time both ways, guys. But the difference is remember, you're having to use money to buy the buyer leads and you had to use your time to earn that money. But now by using your time to get the buyer lead, you're actually cutting out the process, or the seller lead for that matter. You're actually lessening the time it takes from contact to paycheck. If you continue to count on other people to supply you leads, you will, listen to me, never be successful, at least not consistently.
That's the fact.
That is a fact.
So here's the fact. You must identify, implement, and systematize a minimum of 7 to 8. I think probably more for some, maybe a few less for others, but generally 7 or 8 different lead generation systems to achieve predictable monthly income and to avoid the 3 a.m. real estate night sweats. So let's spend a tiny bit more time on the spokes and the wheel model, Tim. You and I teach this all the time, so you did an excellent job presenting that. We did it quickly because we're used to doing it. So let me just kind of paint the picture. Ordinary agents believe that if they buy one more whiz-bang promise to be fantastic, probably online lead generation widget, as we talked about, that all their cash flow issues will be solved forever. Part of that is because everybody tries to convince you of that. So how is that working out for all of you? Months later, those agents see miscellaneous, unidentifiable charges on their Visa, wondering where the leads are or what that company even does. Some of you guys see these charges, you don't even know who that company is because they all have weird names, right? Vinio and Squiglio and who knows, right? What was that company I invested in? So money and time lost, Tim, to your point, it's usually both money and time, are lost, and there's no real results. So let's make a commitment. Those days are over. We only teach you things that actually work.
You guys walk into any top producer's office anywhere in the country, and if they're going to be honest with you, you know, if they're actually going to tell you what they do and what they don't do,
right.
I want you to ask them how many are paying for leads. Other than a referral fee that will come in from
another agent. Yeah.
That's different. How many of them are buying leads? I'll save you the effort. Zero.
No, because they get this that we're talking about. And I'll tell you, I wish that this concept, the spokes in the wheel, was taught to us earlier in our career because we probably would have done a few things differently and faster and would have implemented more, versus kind of figuring this out on our own.
That's true. We would have. We would have had more spokes quicker, absolutely.
You know, so if there's one thing that I would change, it would be this. So what's the spokes in the wheel thing?
Well, again, getting back to the idea, guys, the more spokes on the wheel you have, the stronger your wheel is going to be. So if you're rolling down, let's say, for example, right now you're somebody who's learned how to, this is an example we use, but it's still a great one. You've learned how to prospect. You're really killer at prospecting spires, FSBOs, centers of influence, all the traditional cold calling techniques, okay? And you've gotten really good at it. We teach you how to do that. It's something all of you should learn, have some level of mastery of, because, frankly, it's a great source of business. It just is. Now, some of you will want to do it, some of you won't, doesn't matter. There's other things you can do. So don't get stuck on this. I'm just giving you an example, right? Don't get stuck on that. I'm just giving you an example. You get laryngitis. Your whole business was reliant on you picking up the phone and making phone calls that required you speaking.
Right.
But you can't talk.
You're up a creek.
Your one-spoke wonder wheel is now wobbly, okay?
Well, I'll give you another couple of very, obvious examples that we are dealing with every day with our clients, our students. Recovering REO agents.
Yeah.
Okay, they had one or two companies that flooded them, and they were fat and happy for 2 or 3 years. Some of you guys are turning red because you know who you are. Okay, and now what happened? Those two relationships that rocked for 2 or 3 years dried up. And, it's some of them even with BPOs. So now what do you do about it? You were a one-spoke, maybe a 2 or 3-spoke wonder. It dries up. You're now up a creek. I have an advanced client that her one-spoke was a really strong relocation pipeline. She was doing tons of relo deals, all buyers with one relo company, and they decided to put it in-house. They're no longer farming it out. She has been completely dried up. She went from almost 100 deals a year doing really strong, hardcore, it was mostly military relocation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they decided to stop doing that. She didn't have anything else going on.
You know, the funny thing, Julie, is you and I are talking about this. I find it impossible to believe that there's a single person listening to us now that doesn't really see what we're saying as common sense, right?
Right.
It is impossible for me to believe that not every single one of you guys out there right now are not listening to Julie and I, whether you're listening, watching this on your computer, you've downloaded it, listening it too on your iPad or your iPhone, as I know a lot of you do, who are not saying, duh, why are you guys still talking about this? The reason talking about this is because this is the crap that people are being taught to believe, that you only have to do one thing. Okay.
And you guys react to that by being samplers, right? So you tried this one thing and it didn't work the way you had planned. So now you're going to try this other thing because it showed up in your email today. And 2 weeks from now, because that didn't, it's kind of hard to implement that particular thing. So you kind of forgot about it because you got busy. Now somebody calls you to sell you something else.
Your spokes, the spokes that you put on your wheel, are unique to you. Now we're going to give you dozens of different possible spokes, and you're going to choose the ones that you want to implement that you're comfortable with. If you're not comfortable doing something, don't do it.
Oh, wait a minute. I was told if I didn't learn how to be a serious cold caller that I didn't belong in this business.
Well, it's just not
true. Are you telling me I have options?
It's just not true, guys. We've been coaching agents, as a lot of you know, for over 10 years, and we've had between the two of us, it's difficult to know for sure, but it's over 100,000 one-on-one coaching calls with agents. And for the most part, especially the ones earning, $1 million plus per year, they all do things more or less the same, but a large extent of their income comes from things that are unique to them. You can replicate those things. We're going to get into great detail on our next presentation when we start really getting deep into the lead generation. Are you there, Julie?
I am.
Okay, sorry.
We're working you guys into it.
Right. So the point of it is you don't have to be, for example, a cold caller, or you don't have to be a social networker, or you don't have to be a direct mailer, or you don't have to be an open house person, or a person that gets business from doing social things, or a person, it doesn't matter. You're going to choose what you're comfortable with, because when you're comfortable with it, you're going to do it, and you're going to do it quicker. Remember, our goal is not to make you into something that you're not. Our goal is to get you doing something that you want to do, you're excited about doing, so you can make money.
There's a coaching morsel in that, right? So instead of trying to force you to do something that we know as coaches you're probably not going to do because it makes you so uncomfortable, we're going to figure out what does make sense for you. Now, that's not to say that you aren't sometimes going to be sometimes uncomfortable because you're learning new skills and adding to your business. But by and large, we have found that when you identify, because every single one of you, there's going to be so many different lead generators that we teach you, you will for sure find your way. Your magic, I call it the magic elixir, right? So some of my clients are hardcore cold callers. They've learned their scripts. They're really good at it. They like it because it's inexpensive and direct. Fine. Not for everybody. I have other coaching clients where most of their business comes from never being on the phone. They are, and Colette, one of our superstar interviews, she's a good example. She's very social, involved in lots of different things. Then we have the Kenmores who have a radio show. They make a lot of money from that. They're also very active in their BNI group. You all will have different combinations.
Well, Julie, you
folks
have an example which I love.
Mm-hmm.
Your dog walker.
Oh, yeah. She's great. Northern California agent, first coaching, advanced coaching call with me. She says to me, just so you know, I will never make a cold call as long as I live.
And she was in another coaching program that all they did was basically, if you don't cold call, you suck.
She left one of their events in tears because she was basically convinced that she should quit real estate because she didn't want to do the cold calls. And
so,
that there was something wrong with her.
So you, this, we'll just stay with this. So this gal has a, you know, coaching call with Julie. She said, I'm thinking about getting out of the business. I'm just not comfortable doing this cold calling thing. So what did Julie say? Fine, don't do it.
So what are you comfortable doing?
Exactly.
Where has your business been coming from? Because she's still in real estate. She's been in real estate for more than 5 years. She figured something out, or she'd be doing something else.
That's right.
Okay? So our job as your coach is
we'll
to help you find that. So I said, okay, when she said, I will never cold call as long as I live, okay, great, good to know. And believe me when I tell you, she was serious. Okay?
And it is good to know because it will save time.
It saves me like 100 coaching calls trying to figure that out, okay? So thank you for being honest. It's okay
yes.
to be honest, right?
Right?
And she, you know, she had been made to feel so bad about it. It really did feel to me like she was confessing some awful sin.
The
you know?
Coaching confessional booth.
I know, I should charge for that, right? So I said, okay, well, what are you comfortable doing? What do you love to do that has to do with being in front of people? Because you can't be a total secret agent. She said, I do a lot of work with animal charities. So she does dog walking for the Humane Society and different rescue organizations. And she'll just pick a dog up and take it on a walk through some of the neighborhoods that she does real estate deals in, okay? So I said, well, you know, are you getting transactions that way? Well, yeah, I run into people and I talk about how passionate I am about animals and stuff like that, and we have a common ground, and then I end up talking about real estate and we do deals. Okay, let's do more of that.
And what happened?
But in a systematic, organized, implemented way.
So she schedules the time where she's going to do it consistently.
She was just kind of doing it for fun. Now that we're on to something that she will do that she likes doing, now we're going to turn it into an organized way. Well, after we added some things to what she was doing, we enhanced for things like her pre-listing packet. So when somebody asks her about what she does and what makes her different, you know, she gets them talking through animals, and then they say, well, why would I go with you versus somebody else that I'm already kind of committed to?
If that ever comes up.
If it even comes up.
Right.
Now she has the confidence because she has a killer pre-listing pack that we worked hard on.
But in her actual walking around,
she ended up having 8 pendings.
Exactly.
Within, I don't know, I think it took 120 days. And she said to me, I had no idea that I could do this.
And you scripted her.
She was shocked.
You took what she was willing to do.
Yeah.
And you scripted her, and you guys, but you're skipping some of the kind of funny details. She was wearing a vest. And
it says adopt me.
Okay, so she has, so talk, give the details.
Well, so we wanted more people to talk to her, right? So if she's going to do the door, you know, she wasn't even really door knocking. She was just walking animals, right? So usually these animals are up for adoption. We had a vest that says adopt me, which makes it sound like, huh, there's a lady that wants to be adopted. Huh, okay. So I got to find out about that. I'm going to be, maybe they're out mowing their lawn. They say, tell me about that. She goes, oh, no, I mean this little Benji dog here. He's up for adoption. He's through this area, Humane Society, and they start talking about that. Oh, well, eventually real estate comes up because she uses the Ford script, F-O-R-D, Family, Occupation, Recreation, Dreams. She asks them about their family. She asks them about their job. They, in return, ask her about real estate, opening the door for her to successfully prospect them.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
That sounded easy. That
Which
sounded
is
like some,
pretty easy.
That sounded like something. Julie and I are involved in, as a hobby, we have do some car stuff, okay? We've been to Italy. We've been to, you know, all these different places in the world where they make, you know, Maseratis and Ferraris, and it's just something we do for fun, okay? And one of the things that we do, and we've trained other people who are also interested in, you know, car hobbies, for example, is we have them work their, okay, so, you know, what do you want to do with your time? What would you, if you didn't have to work today, what would you do? Well, I would go to this car event, or I'd do, okay, perfect. You're going to go to all the car events you can schedule yourself for, but you're going to go there with the mindset that you're going to go there to meet people and talk about real estate. Because remember, the mindset is real estate is all around you. So we're giving you some personal examples that all of you have things, and if you don't develop them. Okay, you're a busy mom, you're a busy dad, you are spending all of your free time taking care of your kids. Going to what? Swimming meets, Girl Scout troop meetings, boys, all these different things. Those become natural, easy ways for you to start collecting business.
That's right. So sponsor your kids' softball team. Talk, you know, put together the, you know, like the directory and put your ad in the front of the directory. There's all kinds of cool stuff we're going to teach you. Now, we've been concentrating on kind of the people who are a little bit cold calling adverse, because all of our driver clients right now are gagging, right? They're like, oh my God, I could never do that.
And that's fine, right? A lot of you are saying, I want to basically learn very aggressive or, frankly, very direct ways of going about getting business. We do that too. And I understand and respect that. And picking up the phone and being able to call it expired and knowing what to say and how to say it to get that person to convert to an appointment, then to a listing, that is a beautiful thing. We certainly did that in our real estate practice. But the point of what we're trying to do of today's presentation is to open your mind to the fact, like Frederick Eklund said, the transactions are all around you. They're chasing you. They're constantly surrounding you.
Begging for help.
They're begging for help.
You remember when we gave blood in the Bloodmobile? Did we already tell that story?
I mean, Julie and I can give stories forever, okay?
All you have to do is, like, mention the word house, and people will talk to you about real estate.
When you're on the plane, Julie and I it's everywhere, and we don't even sell real estate anymore.
Right. So the point is not that you have to be a dog walker, okay? It's not that you have to be a blood donor, or that you have to prospect while you're in the Bloodmobile, okay? That's not the point. You're missing the point if that's where you're stuck. The point is that it is the combination of multiple spokes in your lead generation wheel which creates consistency, okay? Our dog walker, that wasn't the only thing she did, but we started there because that was something she was already comfortable at, where we could get some immediate transactions by making her better, faster, smarter, and more automated about it.
We love, for example, geographic farming. Direct mail works really well. A lot of you can't start with direct mail depending on where you are in your business. Our number one rule is you lead with revenue. So you have to be making the money before you reinvest the money in your business. That's the reason on the next presentation where we start getting deep into how to set up different spokes, your lead generation systems, we're going to tell you all the ways to do it first that cost you nothing. A lot of you are going to be able to build your 7 or 8 spokes on your wheel and never have to do anything that costs anything. And that's perfect. That's called smart, because you're going to have a very, very high profit margin.
Now, some of you are going to be implementing for real certain things that you already have. For example, some of you who already have 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE.com but haven't really committed to learning how to use it. So here is what I would call a baby spoke. You've already invested in it. Maybe you've watched some coaching and training on it. You kind of get it, but you haven't really put it in place to the point where it's become predictable and duplicatable income. So we're going to break that down exactly, probably 8 or 10 different ways to make money with 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE. That would be a core spoke once you decide you're going to be really great at it. So a spoke only counts when you have studied it, you have made the commitment to be great at it, you have implemented it, you have systematized it, you can automate some of them, depends on what the spoke is, but you have made the commitment to be the best. I'll give you an example. Our short sale coach, Michelle McClintock. She has figured out how to make tons of money with Craigslist. Okay? Why? She has studied the daylights out of that, and she has tested different types of ads, and she knows exactly what works in her marketplace, and she does a lot of it. That's different than, quote, trying a Craigslist ad. Does that make sense?
It does.
There's a big difference between samplers and implementers. Implementers make all the money.
So moving forward, the concept is multiple spokes. Start with, frankly, the cheaper free spokes first. Start with the spokes that you know you'll do, not that you're going to have to, you know, essentially take the next 10 years to talk yourself into doing. Have the really clear mindset that business surrounds you. It's chasing you. It's omnipresent in your life, provided you're willing to listen for it and ask for it and be ready when the opportunity presents itself. That's really the concept here, guys, is there is no such thing as leads are everywhere. They're easy to get. You shouldn't be buying them. That's really insanity right there. So stop that insanity. Moving forward, accept the fact that you start out with one spoke, two spokes, three, and you don't go on to the next one until the first one is strong. And if something's working now, you don't stop doing it and replace it with another one. That's another huge mistake that people do.
Well, look at the REO agents. As soon as they became REO agents, then, you know, when was the last time they talked to a past client?
Yeah, well, all of them right now.
Years ago.
I hear the collective nervous laughter right now, don't you?
Yeah, well, and, you know, one of the most panicky calls I get now in our voicemail is from REO agents that have a, quote, real listing appointment tonight. Oh, my gosh. It's been 5 years since I did one of those. What do I do? I don't even have a listing presentation anymore. So we're here to cure some of you of that issue. Okay?
All right. So our goal today was really to clear your mind of any of the myths and the misbeliefs and the things that have been holding you back about a very basic thing called lead generation. Our goal was to really help you realize that leads are everywhere, and frankly, you can have as many or as few as you're willing to take. Leads are surrounding you. They're chasing you. You just have to have situational awareness enough, frosty enough is what we call it, to really grab them when they come your way. And again, they're everywhere, provided you're tuned into them. We also wanted to convince you, and hopefully we have, that you need to have 7 or 8 lead generation sources, or what we call spokes on your wheel, in order to have a nice, strong wheel. One lead generation spoke, one lead generation source, and the typical ones are centers of influence and past clients, calling, any kind of over-the-phone prospecting, that's another traditional one, or the new one seems to be this, you know, buying of leads or the social networking fad, all these different things. Guys, those are all maybe potential spokes on your wheel, so maybe those things are things you want to implement, and that's great, we'll show you how to do it, but they can't be your only thing. And again, avoid the buying of leads. Just avoid it. Don't do it.
There's no reason for it.
There's too many leads out there, especially in a market like this. You have all these boomerang buyers, these people that lost their house during the housing bust. They're coming back into the market. You have all these reluctant landlords, people that had to lease their properties because they were upside down at the time. Those guys are going to want to put those houses for sale. You have all the people that have been locked in their houses because of the time of the market that they couldn't sell, that they've been wanting to move up for years. There is immense pent-up demand right now that you're going to start feeling at over the next probably really 5 to 7 years be released. So you have to be part of that. Be attentive to that. Don't think any of this is difficult, because it's not. It all starts with your thoughts.
So in this class, we are going to teach you exactly how to identify which spokes make sense for you. We're going to teach them to you in great detail so that you virtually can't screw it up unless you totally ignore the coaching we're giving you, which is not allowed. Okay? We are going to make sure that you're implementing each one before you go on to the next one. You are building a wheel here, so do not be a one-spoke wonder. Those agents do not have consistent income. So hopefully we're being very clear about this.
Homework. We have very specific homework from this call. I want you, it's in your notes. Julie's going to read it to you directly from the notes that we've provided for you, but Julie's going to tell you what all your individual homework assignments are. Some of you I know are absolutely chomping the bit right now to get to the heart of the lead generation stuff, and believe me, I'm excited to tell you about it too. It's my favorite part, that and the listing presentation.
That's right, and the pre-listing practice.
Yes, those are my three favorite parts of this whole
section. Yeah, the thing is, we would be really crappy coaches if we didn't get your heads in the right place first. Which for some of you is more work than others, if we're being honest, right?
Yep.
So first, remember, we did you did your business plan. You did your lead follow-up stuff, so now we're moving you forward. So homework from just this session. Number one, go back to previous levels and be 100% certain that you have completed all of your homework assignments from previous coaching calls. Ask for help if you need it. CoachTimHarris@gmail.com, CoachJulieHarris@gmail.com. Number two, take a look at your past transactions. Identify where your leads have come from. Decide if those sources need to be systematized, improved upon, and made predictable. Are you operating on luck, or are you operating on systems? Be introspective so you'll know what to work on moving forward. I'm asking you to be very introspective here with your business.
Introspective means if you've been doing something for a while, go back and see if it's worked. And if it's worked, you define what your level of acceptance is. So if you've put so much effort and time into whatever activity it was, and it's generated, you know, 5-6 closed transactions, then that's probably the basis of a really kick-butt spoke for you. And the flip side to it is, and this is frankly what most of you are going to experience when you go through this exercise, you go back and see what you've been spending money on, and you ask yourself, did I actually generate any closed transactions enough to justify the expense?
Now, let's stop on that for a second, because it drives me crazy when agents say, well, it paid for itself. Well, that's like you did a crap ton of work and you ended up at zero.
Well, Julie, there's the financial expense, but there's also the psychological. But there's expense, because here's the mental expense.
Breaking even doesn't mean something worked.
The mental expense is because you're buying leads or because you've been doing this whiz-bang whatever, you have psychologically become reliant on the hope that that will somehow produce a result. And because of that, you have stopped learning, you have stopped moving your business forward, you stopped improving your skills because you've been convinced that buying buyer leads from whatever website is going to miraculously turn your business around. So as a result of that, you are still a one-spoke wonder, and if you even want to call that a spoke. So be honest with yourself. Is what you're doing now working? Or is it not working? If it's working, excellent. Let's make it better. If it's not working and you've tried it for long enough, stop doing it. And by the way, if you're buying whatever it is, the seller or buyer lead source,
that's extra on the bubble.
That's extra on the bubble, exactly. That has to really prove its value.
Number three, identify all existing lead sources and follow up on 100% of those leads. You need to know what you already have set up and what's working and what's not. So if you're not sure about something, right, you can't necessarily say, well, you know, that's nothing but crappy leads if you've never called any of the leads back, right? So spend a week or 2 weeks getting into some of these systems that maybe you've kind of played with for a while before you determine whether it's good or not. Part of the issue with that is the older the lead is, the way less likely it is to do anything anyway. So you're going to have to use your judgment depending on what thing we're talking about. So more of your homework, identify existing lead sources and follow up on leads from those lead sources. Those of you who use things like agentmachine.com, that's one of the things that we'll talk about in later calls. When was the last time you have to go to Agent Machine and see what's in there for you? So don't say it doesn't work if you haven't visited it in 2 weeks. So number four, cancel any sources that are not giving you leads. Old websites that you're paying monthly for, widgets and wadgets that you cannot attribute commission checks to. You'll learn faster, more effective, more sustainable lead generation in this program. So cancel the stuff that you either can't identify, you have no idea what it even goes to, or stuff that was supposed to do something but isn't. Okay, and how do you know? Well, can you trace a commission check to it, yes or no?
That's right.
The criteria. Keep it simple.
So next presentations, guys, we get to the fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So eat your Wheaties.
Eat your Wheaties. That's right. What Julie and I have frankly been building up to, where we get to start talking about some of the lead generation systems. And don't be surprised if some of these absolutely positively make a massive change in your, frankly, your mindset.
Be ready.
Be ready. Exactly. Be ready for some of the things. We've kind of hinted at a lot of the things along the way, but next presentation after that, maybe the presentation after that, we're going to be really getting in deep. But again, you have to have your mindset. You have to have you really have to remove all the crapola that's floating around your mind about leads.
You have to clean your brains first a little bit before we can dump new stuff into it.
This is your palate cleanser. That's what today's presentation
was. Exactly. And here's a prequel, right? When we're teaching you your lead generation stuff, we're going to start with easy and cheap and gradually work you up the ladder to things that cost you a little bit potentially, like maybe farming and that kind of thing, and require more skill and more concentration. So I want you to make sure that you're filling in the gaps of any of your education. And cheap and free, you know, some of you guys that are grizzled veterans that made a ton of money in the beginning of your career because you did cheap and free because you couldn't afford to do anything more expensive, guess what? All that stuff still works.
Yep.
So don't throw the baby out with the bathwater because, oh, yeah, I've heard of that before. Well, guess why you keep hearing of some of these things? Because they have continued to work over the years in real estate mostly it's the direct stuff and the less expensive stuff, right? So be aware that there is a method to our madness. If you haven't seen that yet, you are about to with the lead generation stuff that we teach you. Make sense?
It does. And we're really excited about the next presentation. Make sure, as Julie said, you show up having been fully, having all your sleep caught up, having ate your Wheaties. Those of you who are
right.
raised in the 70s like we are, you know what we're talking about. If not, it just means being fully ready to actually
nourished.
Listen and pay attention, but most importantly, take action. So until next time, thanks for attending.
See you then.